Lal Mary is a group of three LA-based musicians with cultural roots that span much of the globe. Individually, they've made careers in genres ranging from R&B and jazz to rock and roll and trip-hop. But reviewer Banning Air says when the three come together, their music is more than the sum of its parts.
Lal Mary takes its name from this ancient Sufi folk song, part of a mystical tradition that helped expand the reach of Islam around the world in centuries past. Ecstatic, transcendental Sufi art forms were used to draw people in through direct experience, bypassing dogma and authoritarianism. And in a sense, that's what this unusual trio is all about, unifying listeners of different cultures, beliefs, and aesthetics with an irresistibly seductive sound. Eastern mysticism and Western pop music have been cross-pollinating since at least the Beatles. In recent years, dance-friendly club mixes, rich with sounds from India, Iran, and the Arab world, have become a cottage industry. Lal Mary certainly draws from globalista techno-pop, but Nancy Kaye's languid vocals, mostly in English, become a powerful focus. Poetry and form are as important here as atmospherics and groove.
Standing at the edge of the road, stop in front or lie below him. The only thing he knows is a battery of painful walls. Here's one for now.
Lal Mary is the work of three self-described headstrong producers who come together under the potentially insipid banner of Why Can't We Be Together as One? It's an endeavor that risks dissolving into a well-meaning muddle. Layers of drone vocals and jangling strings swirl together within grooves that range from a lazy lope to a lashing club beat. But the best songs always coalesce around Kaye's charismatic vocal. High concept and technical finesse here, these are essentially pop songs with verses, choruses, and elegant vocal hooks. Not so far from the Beatles, after all.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed the self-titled debut CD by Lal Mary.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.